When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, June 13th edition. We got a massive 14-game slate for you on Tuesday. Hope you guys had a good Monday. Games are getting close to wrapping up as I record right now. Fun stuff. Lizardo let us down, but Paxton, my number one, got the job done. As a whole, pitching was suspect, to say the least, unless he just paid up. It was a wild, wild slate. The stacks went off very, very well. So hope you guys had a good time on Monday. We'll get you going on Tuesday. Before we get there, make sure you check me out on Twitter at BDEntrick, BDENTREK. Get the podcast a rate and review on iTunes. That'd be great. Check out the other podcast, Bench with Bubba, Always Pressing PGA DFS Podcast, Bubba in the Bloom, and the First Pitch Podcast all have their own feeds. Go check those out. Would appreciate it. And check out Gaining the Edge Fantasy on Patreon, patreon.com/GTE Fantasy. Got my daily cheat sheet for DraftKings Monday through Friday. Got waiver wire and fab columns over the weekend, plus all the great content from the other guys, Mike Curlin, Jorge Montanez, and Michael Simeone. All right, the totals for this 14-game Tuesday slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Blue Jays, Orioles, 8.5. Yankees, Mets, 7.5. Rockies, Red Sox, 10. And that is not in Coors, that is in Boston, folks. Brewers, Twins, 7.5. Giants, Cardinals, 8.5. No total in Wrigley because it's Wrigley. Nationals, Astros, 8.5. Reds, Royals, 9.5. Phillies, D-backs, 8.5. Guardians, Padres, 7.5. Marlins, Mariners, 7.5. White Sox, Dodgers, 8.5. Some good totals. Better than usual, and it's just a sign that we do actually have good pitching on this slate, and it's a 14-game slate, so it's easy to diversify and have some fun. And the top price pitcher on the slate is Hunter Brown at $10,500 at home against the Washington Nationals. Brown's been pretty solid except coming in on the season. His last few starts have been a little suspect against Toronto and Minnesota. Last time he gave 3 runs of 6 innings, only 5 Ks, so it limited his upside. But overall, Brown's been very good this year. The things I will say, though, that makes him tough to use, he's facing a Washington Nationals team that over the last three weeks, striking out 17%. They're just not striking out. They're pesky. They're hitting 248. They have a 160 ISO. So those aren't world-beater numbers, but they're not striking out very often. And at 10-5, you need the strikeouts plus the big boy outing to get you paid off, which makes it quite difficult for Hunter Brown. Zach Wheeler at 10-1 is very enticing. Two of his last three starts, 30 or more points to start in between those, minus 5.2 against the Washington Nationals. But in the two good starts, 15 and a third innings, one total run and 20 strikeouts. Going up against the Arizona Diamondbacks, though, a team we liked on Monday who's doing very, very well for us. And they don't strike out much either, 18.4% K rate, 256 average, 174 ISO. I don't mind Wheeler in tournaments if you want to go there. I get it. Still not my top play. I would start at Corbin Burnes at $9,900 at the Minnesota Twins. Burnsy putting up 39 his last time out. He's put up 18 or more in 3 straight starts. I talked about it with Ryan Bloomfield and Bubba and the Bloom last week. We did a kind of a second half draft for his main event ADP and how do we think the differences will fare, so on and so forth. It was a fun podcast. I think Burnes is showing signs of turning around. He was one of the biggest people that hated the pitch clock, and it really, really affected him. It showed in a big way out the gate. Do I think he's going to be the Cy Young pitcher we saw in the past? I don't think we're going to get that far yet. But we've seen 3 straight starts of 6 or more innings, 3 earned runs or less, 7 or more Ks in each start. The strikeouts showing up is what's big for me. He struck out 7 or more in 5 of his last 6 starts. So that is a big plus. He's given up 3 earned runs or less in, heck, 8 of his last 10 starts. So we're seeing signs of life for Corbin Burnes. Now he takes on a Minnesota Twins team that is struggling tremendously. Almost 32% K rate versus righties over the last 3 weeks, hitting 230 with a 150 ISO. Corbin Burnes is my top pay-up spot on the slate at $9,900. Max Scherzer at 98 is very intriguing versus a struggling Yankees team. If you want to go there, zero problems with it at $9,800. I'll go Burnes, but I have no problem with Scherzer at all. George Kirby, $9,300 will be your next guy to target here, going against the Miami Marlins. Again, a pesky Marlins team that we talked about with Bryce Miller. Bryce just did okay. He did probably more than okay, but based on his price tag, just okay on Monday. But Tuesday, you know, you got a Marlins team, 19.6% K rate, 274 average, 169 ISO, just not falling over easy. But you got Kirby, who's been pretty good at home this season. The walks have been phenomenal, like lack thereof, there, I should say. So Kirby at 93 is fine. Still prefer Burns at 99, but Kirby at 93 is okay. Now, as we drop below the 9K range, it starts to get a little dicey. Like, you got Tanner Bibee, who I'm a big fan of. He just hasn't been finding the ceiling lately, and he's going to be in San Diego, so that's a little trickier. I'll probably pass on that. Jack Flaherty at 8,000 has my attention. Now, the Giants' offense is pesky. They're not one I usually like to target. Flaherty's put up 17 or more in three straight starts and in four of his last five. He's going at least five innings in four of those five starts, one or run or less in all four of those starts, and he's got five Ks or more in those starts. The strikeouts are starting to show up. He's going deeper into games. He's limiting damage. It's a Giants team that's striking out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitchers over the last 3 weeks, hitting 253 with a 172 ISO. So if you want to have some fun in a tournament, Jack Flaherty at 8K would be in line for me. Same with Joe Musgrove at $7,800. He's coming off a big boy 22-point outing. He's put up 20 or more in three straight starts. I've talked about him since that Yankee start. I'm like, he's finally getting stretched out. We forget he pitched a little bit of spring, broke his toe. This is him getting back in the groove. Now it's three straight Joe Musgrove-like starts, five innings or more in each start, two total runs allowed, and he struck out six or more in two out of the three. That is Joe Musgrove. That's who we're dealing with now. He's back. He's mispriced on this slate. Facing the Guardians, 18.4% K rate, not ideal, with a 269 average and 142 ISO. I like Musgrove quite a bit at $7,800 at home against Cleveland, a Cleveland team that might be without Andrés Giménez as well. Just a team that's very, very much underachieving on the season. Going down cheaper now on this slate, it gets murky quick, folks. Just going to throw it out there. There's nothing down. The one guy I'll say here at $5,900 is Cutter Crawford. The biggest thing is Crawford is how deep does he go into the games? Like, he's gone three innings in his last two appearances. He's gotten up to 58 pitches. So we got to imagine he's going 70-ish in this start. Can that be enough to get it done? That's tough at $5,900. We need the strikeouts. He's gotten three Ks in each of his last two outings, but he's given up some runs. He's going up against Colorado, who we know is not very good, especially on the road. Striking out 21% of the time versus righties, 282 average, 169 ISO. So Crawford would be your punt. I'm not in love with it. So it's really weird because you got like these decent totals, but not a lot of pitchers I trust. Like Jameson Taillon at 57 against Pittsburgh. Don't love it, be honest. Like, that would be the punt, though, if you're going to do it. It's Taillon at 57, especially see what the weather in Wrigley looks like. Pittsburgh, 21% K rate, 271 average, 203 ISO. They're hitting the ball well, too. As we know, versus right-handed pitching, but you know, Taillon, Crawford, at least Taillon can go deeper in the game than Crawford. That's your two angles there. But as a whole, it's tough. Like, you, Yonny Chirinos at 61. The A's are pesky as hell. Eflin was great for four innings and then gave up four runs in the fifth. Chirinos is $6,100. He's coming off 5 2/3, one run, four Ks against Minnesota for like almost 20 points. That's a pretty good value at $6,100. Oakland, almost 24% K rate, 224 average, 121 ISO versus righties. We talked about this with Eflin on Monday's show, that the A's are like winning games, but they're winning games by like small balling the crap out of you and dinking and dunking all over you. They're getting great pitching and just enough offense. So they're not like lighting up your pitchers all the time. Always possible. Not going to say it's not. So, you know, Chirinos is probably the best play down here. If you're looking for punts, he'll be very popular as well. So like Chirinos, Crawford, Taillon, I probably rate him in that order down below. But up top, it's Corbin Burns for me. Don't mind Max Scherzer. George Kirby would be another one for you. And then Jack Flaherty and Joe Musgrove. So if I have to really narrow it down to my core four, like I usually do, give me Burns, give me Musgrove, give me Flaherty, give me Chirinos in that order is how I would approach the pitching on this monster 14-game slate.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
All right, since it's a monster slate, there'll be a lot of offense to target on this 14-gamer, so let's get cracking at the catcher's position for you. I'm a Lance Lynn fan. It's been ugly, so if you want to go Dodgers, I get it. Will Smith at 6K versus Lynn is totally fine. I like Salvi Perez. He had a game-tying home run in the ninth to tie it up for the Royals against the Reds on Monday. He's going up against the lefty Williamson at $5,300. Really good spot there for Salvi, who's heating up over the last like month or so. So like some Salvi at 53. Going down cheaper, though, mid 4Ks and below. If you want to go Jonah Heim versus Barria, I like that a lot at 41. Barria's been up and down, but not great. So give me some Jonah Heim at $4,100. Christian Betancourt versus the lefty Hogan Harris at 4K. That's very much in play for Betancourt as well. Going down below 4K now, it gets a little trickier. I'll be totally honest with you. This is why it's a weird thing. I don't love the pitching, but it's good enough to not make you want to go Yahtzee on him. Yainer Diaz of Houston, $2,800 versus Patrick Corbin. I'm a fan of that. Patrick Bailey at 28, I just always like for the price point. But Yainer Diaz at 28 is a really good one there versus Corbin. And then I know there's one other coming up here I will like if I can find it. Langoliers versus Chirinos at 25, if you're not using Chirinos, is a good one. Miguel Amaya versus Luis Ortiz. Chicago Cubs could be a phone because Luis Ortiz is not good. Tons of contact. So Miguel Amaya at 23 is another value for you. And then Wallach of the Angels would be one to look at as well. First base position for you. Shohei Ohtani hit a bomb on Monday night. Just ridiculous to the center field. Just smoke show. Bat flip and all. It was amazing. He's $6,400 for Bradford. That's just fine. Freeman at 63 is awesome as well. But if you want to save a little bit of money, let's go to the mid fives and below now. You got the likes of, I just totally butchered this one. Yandy Diaz, I was going to call him Yainer Diaz. Well, no, Yainer is $2,800 in catching. Yandy Diaz is 5K against Harris of Oakland. So that's an option. I kind of gave you my Yandy stick spiel on Monday. So you kind of know my thoughts on that. I probably won't have much Yandy in my lineups. I'd rather go down to some cheaper options here. Brandon Drury, we love versus a lefty. He got tossed on Monday night in like the ninth inning, I believe. So keep an eye on his status for Tuesday. But Drury's first base, second base eligible at $4,300. He'd be a nice look there versus the lefty Bradford. Nathaniel Lowe versus Barria at 4K. The Rangers got priced down to face Barria, which is nice to see. You got Nolan Jones versus Cutter Crawford at 38. I'm fine with that. I'd rather probably go with Nathaniel Lowe or someone else, but it's not bad. Mid 3Ks and below. Justin Turner's been swinging a decent stick. He's $3,400, maybe more cash than tournament viable, but not bad. They're going up against Chase Anderson. Go down on Andrew Vaughn versus Gonsolin. I'm not a Gonsolin believer, so Vaughn versus 32. The White Sox could be a sneaky stack. That could be a game stack for you. I bet the total's low, too, because everyone still believes in Tony Gonsolin. I'm just not there right now. Lots of pitching to contact. Lots. And the Dodgers' bullpen is atrocious. The total's only 8.5. Dodgers' bullpen's like 26th in baseball. They are not good. So you get Gonsolin out of there quick. White Sox aren't a world beater, but they could be interesting, like no ownership. So Andrew Vaughn at 32 would be the one to look at. Emmanuel Rivera, no. Nick Prado versus lefty at 31. I don't care. I'll take my chances there. First base outfield eligible versus Williamson if you're stacking up Kansas City. Farther down the list, you go. You got Jose Abreu versus Patrick Corbin. Abreu had a big weekend. If you're a believer, $2,900 is very cheap for that situation. Yainer Diaz at 28, prefer him at catcher. Ryan Noda is $2,700 for Strinos. Tristan Cassius is 26 versus Anderson. So you do have some values down here. Matt Mervis at 24 versus Ortiz is a really good tournament play. It's all or nothing, boomer bust, but Ortiz is that bad. So you got a ton of value at first base. Otherwise, you got to pay up at the position. Second base, you got Mookie Betts at 65, which I like quite a bit. I like the Dodgers versus Lance Lynn, unfortunately. Marcus Semien at 54 is just fine as well. Going down to the 5K and below now. Nico Hoerner versus Ortiz at 5K. That's fine if you're stacking up Chicago. Check the weather on that first. Make sure it's very conducive to offense. Jose Altuve is $4,600 versus Patrick Corbin. He'd be one to take a peek at. Brandon Drury at 43. We talked about him already. Fan of that. Going down some more here. I'm trying not to give you every player, so I'm trying to be picky as we go through here. If you are fading Taillon, Rodolfo Castro at 35 is okay. Not in love, but okay. Miguel Vargas is 34 versus Lance Lynn. That's another one to keep in mind. Below 3K now. Like, the Twins are cheap if you want to fade Burns. I'm not there. I'm a believer in Burns. It might bite me in the butt, but I'm a believer. So we'll see how that one plays out. Luis Rengifo has been swinging it very well. He's $2,400 versus Bradford. He'd be one if you're looking for a super punt. Romy Gonzalez of the White Sox is $2,200. He can get on and steal some bags. So he's an uber punt as well. Third base position for you, Rafael Devers is 56 versus Chase Anderson. Totally cool with that. You go down farther, like Max Muncy's 5K versus Lynn. That's awesome. J-Ram versus Musgrove. Yeah. L.A. De La Cruz is up to 47. They're starting to get there, and they're starting to make you think now. I still like it because it's Jordan Lyles. So De La Cruz, third base shortstop eligible at 47. It's just not an automatic play like it's been. Ryan McMahon versus Cutter Crawford at 47 is interesting. I like De La Cruz more, but both are in play. Josh Young in your Texas stacks at 46 versus Barria is also good to go. Matty Chapman has quieted down quite a bit, but man, $4,500 against Dean Kramer, that's enticing. The Blue Jays are such a hit and miss. They're tough to nail down. Isak Paredes is $4,200 versus Hogan Harris. I like that quite a bit. Brian Hayes is heating up, having a big couple weeks here. So Hayes is $4,100 versus Jameson Taillon. He'd be one. Jake Berger at 38 is not bad. Gunnar Henderson, third base shortstop at 36, still too cheap. I know Chris Bassett's really good. I respect Chris Bassett. Chris Bassett can give up a lot of contact as well. And Gunnar Henderson's playing some just insane baseball. $3,600 for Gunnar is a great price tag in that matchup. Going down to the low 3Ks and into the 2s now. Hopefully not too much down here. Longo, no. Jace Peterson, $2,600. Yeah, if you're desperate, I could see it. If you're really going to attack Chirinos, sure. I'm just not sure I'm really into attacking Chirinos on this slate. I don't think I have to be that cute at the situation. Shortstop position for you. You got Wander Franco at 59. That's always awesome. Franco's just the beast. Bobby Wood Jr. versus Williamson at 56 is very nice as well, especially in a KC stack. Bo Bichette at 54. I like that, especially with the little maybe Chapman and a few other dudes. That works out really well with Bo Bichette. Corey Seager at 53 versus Barria might be my favorite guy in this 5K and above range, besides Franco. But if you want to save a few dollars, really good spot there for Corey Seager. Going down into the 4Ks, Ellie De La Cruz is 47, like we talked about. Severino has not been good. The velocity continues to drop. So a guy like Francisco Lindor at 47 is very enticing because most will not play the Mets. I don't think. Maybe they will. But that would be one to look at. Jeremy Pena at 45 versus Corbin is another dude you could peek at. Into the 3Ks now. Gunnar Henderson at 36. Talked about him, third base shortstop. Ezekiel Tovar is not bad at 35. Just give me Gunnar Henderson at that point. Other than that, Ezekiel Duran is $2,800. He went deep on Monday for the Rangers. He's outfield shortstop at 28. Really good value. Told you I love the value on Monday. I'm a big fan of Duran. And the fact they don't raise his price tag is pretty, pretty nice for the fantasy game. Outfield on this slate, Betts is great. Otani's great. Trout is awesome versus Bradford. But like Bryce Harper at $5,800 versus Davies, if you don't have to go in the 6K range, it's a really good look. Love a Randy Rosarena at 57 versus Lefty Harris. JD Martinez at 57 is not bad. But like Harper and Rosarena, those are probably two really good plays on this slate. Kyle Schwarber at 53 is not bad versus Zach Davies either. I like that quite a bit. Going down farther, Lou Bob's $4,900 versus Gonsolin. Not a bad tournament play. Nick Castellanos at 47 is good versus Davies. Keep going down here, mid 4Ks and sliding. Spencer Steer versus Lyles, if you're stacking that game up. Man, Lourdes Gurriel had the day off on Monday. That is a bummer situation. Some other guys down here as we 4K, Jose Siri at $4,100 versus Hogan Harris. I like that. Going down into the 3K range now, TJ Friedel leading off versus Lyles. Friedel had a nice game on Monday. Just keep rolling them out there versus these righties like Lyles. Friedel can just accumulate a good cash game play with some tournament upside. Mentioned Nolan Jones already at $3,800. Hunter Renfroe versus a lefty and Bradford at 37 is very nice. We love Renfroe versus lefties. And then same with Jack Sawinski versus Taillon. We love Jack versus righties. He's 37. Jack's swinging it very well right now. He's in a strict platoon where he's only facing righties. So it's a good spot there versus Taillon at 3,700 for Jack Sawinski. Jaron Duran, if he's leading off, he's 36 versus Anderson. That'll play. Dalton Varsho's down to 35 versus Kramer. My boy Taylor Ward is still far too cheap. He put up another great game on Monday for $3,200. He's $3,500 versus Bradford. Just keep playing Taylor Ward right now. It's paying off like 80-plus percent of the time. Just keep playing Taylor Ward. It's pretty, pretty nice because he's far too cheap. Some other guys down here, though. Jesus Sanchez in tournaments, I'm good with at 33. I just love the price tag with double dong upside. Nick Prado at 31. Talked about him already like that. Lito Tavares at 31 versus Jaime Barria is very, very nice as well. A couple other Pirates like Bay, if you're going on the Pirate stack, which I'm not like all for, but I get it. If you want to, Joey Weimer's down here at $2,900 versus Lopez. He could be a play for you. Ezekiel Duran at 28. We like that. Corey Jolks at 28. It's not a bad play either. Ryan O'Hearn, if you're stacking Baltimore at $2,700, he's nice, but I'm not forcing him into the lineup. Will Benson, he was batting seventh versus Granke, should be batting around seventh versus Lyles. He's $2,600. I like that for Will Benson. And then Edward Olivares, he had a decent game on Monday. He's $2,600 versus Williamson. Those are a couple of nice little value pieces for you. Robbie Grossman's down here at $2,500. He'd be another one to look at. So Stuart Fairchild went deep. He's $2,400. There's a ton of value on a 14-game slate. So find your stacks. Find like Will Brennan's down here, super cheap. I love Musgrove, but Brennan's uber cheap. So lots of ways to go. Recapping your pitching. And if you want to go all the pitchers, go to the front. But this is recap. So here's my Fab Four as of recording time. Everything can change. That's what the cheat sheet is for. But at recording time, Burns is $9,900. You got Musgrove at 78, Flaherty at 8,000, Chirinos at 61. That's where I'd be planting my flags for now. If you're looking at stacks, you can Toronto versus Kramer is intriguing. Very, very intriguing. Not one of the tops, but intriguing. Boston versus Chase Anderson is intriguing as well. Mets could be sneaky versus Severino. I agree with that. Love Texas versus Berea because just Texas offense is big. But I like the Angels a lot versus Bradford. So that's a game stack, kind of how it was on Monday. That could be a game stack to run it back with. The Cubs versus Ortiz could be good. Could be Rain and Wrigley, so keep an eye on that. But Cubs versus Ortiz I like. And then, you know, maybe Taillon too. But Cubs for sure. Cincinnati, Kansas City. Like Cincinnati versus Lyles a lot. And I like the game stack there. Kansas City versus Williamson. So far, we got like a game stack, LA, Texas. Game stack, Kansas City, Cincinnati. You can go Houston versus Corbin if you want. Tampa Bay versus Hunter Harris or Hogan Harris, I like quite a bit. Tampa Bay probably be a really, really good stack. And then the Philadelphia Arizona game, that's another one you could look at, preferably just the Philadelphia side of it. So there you go. Game stacking LA, Texas, game stacking Cincinnati, Kansas City, Tampa Bay, and Philadelphia stacks late night. That would be the way I'd be looking to do things. We'll see how lineups look. And much, much more, as it is a big, 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 big 14-game slate. Lots of things can change, and we'll go from there. But that'll do it, folks. I'm on Twitter at BDEntrick, BDEntrick. If you have questions, hit me up there. More importantly, I'll be in the Gain of the Edge Discord. $5 a month gets you all the goodies over there. But I'll be back to you guys tomorrow to preview Wednesday's slate. And for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, June 13th edition. I'm out.
oh, 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 O'Reilly.
It's Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select Superstart batteries. Our professional parts people will test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.